Hi, everyone, and welcome to New Every Day. My name's Carrie.
And my name's Jen. And have you ever had to be honest with someone over a really tough situation and it just breaks your heart because you don't know how to say things?
Honestly, Jen, honestly. Do we have to talk about this?
Honestly.
This is New Every Day with Jen Wagger and Carrie Webb.
Everyone, thank you for tuning back in to New Every Day. And we're honestly going to talk about another communication life hack from the book of Proverbs about being honest and telling the truth. And sometimes it's just not fun.
Oh, it is so hard to be like truly honest sometimes. And what's interesting is one of the Ten Commandments is do not lie.
Yeah.
And we often, now, men, it might not happen as much with you, but when the ladies are trying on clothes, or maybe it has happened to men, but and the lady comes out and says to her husband,
"So, what do you think?
What do you think? Does this make me look fat?" And the truth is, it does. But you would never say that to her. Yes, that makes you look fat.
I want to know.
Because then...
That's why you shop with friends.
I am fat. He just told me I am fat. I wonder if he thinks I'm fat all the time. I am fat. I'm going to have to lose weight. I'm going to have to die now. Oh, I can't go out in public. I'm done shopping. We're just going home. Because that's the way our minds think.
It is. You're just totally histrionic. Everything's blown out of proportion. But that's why you shop with friends. And you ask friends honestly. So I got a new pair of glasses. And I was like, Jen, what do you think of my glasses? She's like, I think you look like my grandmother. Do you remember that?
Yes, because it was only this week. It was so easy to remember.
But I was like, you know what? I'm going to be grandma.
Hey.
So I'm going to be a cool grandma, and I'm cool with it.
These are not those glasses, by the way. In case you're wondering, those glasses don't make her look like a grandma because these ones are...
But one day you will see them.
These aren't the grandma glasses. But but what's interesting is that style is back in.
Yeah.
And so, but the
but
first
she wasn't up with the time, so she didn't know.
I saw those glasses was on my grandmother's face. And so that's why when I looked at Carrie, I went, wait a second. First of all, it was on my grandmother's face. And she's old. But this is a new style.
Yeah.
And they're all
back
in.
She's just trying to backpedal. And there we go. You know what? Should we take a break now? No, I'm just teasing.
But it's like, it was one of those moments where I'm thinking,
do I be honest and tell her? Now, there have been times where I've come out, I'm wearing something and Jenna's like, that's really not good. Do you always wear it like that? So my mom came home with a short haircut one time and she asked my dad, like, what do you think of this? And dad was like, oh no, she's like, do you like it? And he's like, do you like it?
Which
so there was a whole lot packaged up in that question. It was, honestly, I don't like it.
Yes.
Anyways, what do you do with that? That's a whole other conversation that, I don't know. That's superficial stuff. But Proverbs 15:4.
Okay.
I have New King James, and it says, a wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness in it breaks the spirit.
Yes, and so, mine says, but a deceitful tongue crushes the spirit. And because the tough thing about being honest in communication. So we've already, 2 weeks ago, we talked about the importance of listening. So to be able to listen to that person, to wait till they finish the sentence. And then last week we talked about kindness and the importance of asking the Holy Spirit to wrap around our words so that there's truth and love and so they're received well. Not for necessarily so, you know, we get our way. But when words are wrapped with control and manipulation, then it feels really awful. But when things are wrapped in kindness, then it's for the good of all those involved.
Yeah.
Because when we choose to listen, when we choose to be kind, then it can help us in being honest. Because those are our first two motivations are to listen. So we're going
right.
to seek to understand by listening.
Yeah.
But then secondly, we want to be kind.
Yeah.
Because honesty then comes because something is up.
Yeah.
And
it needs to be fixed. And if you aren't honest, then things can just go on and on and on. Because you can say, well, does this bother you? Nope, it doesn't bother me. I'm fine. And but the truth is, that person isn't fine, and they've been ruminating.
Yeah, and kind of on the flip side of that, you know, maybe not being honest with the other person is, I know, and I think I've probably shared it on the show before, is that I have the greatest propensity to be dishonest when I'm afraid that the truth is going to make me look bad, and I'm going to be perceived poorly by the other person, and maybe lose credibility, or like lose a friendship, or lose some kind of dynamic within the relationship that's going to be in the end harmful to me. So it's really, it's a selfishness and it's a fear thing. And Proverbs 26:28 says, a lying tongue hates those it hurts, and a flattering mouth works ruin. So like, if I'm lying, like I'm trying to preserve myself, but I'm not loving them, I'm hating the other person. But we can, I can do all this mental gymnastics that says like, oh, it's actually better if I just, you know, trot around the truth, and it doesn't work out that bad. And oh, I can even feel the same feelings that I, when I've done that in the past, I can feel those same feelings even now. And I'm like, that's my old self. And I know I always say that, but I want to remind myself that I don't have to walk in that way anymore. That when Jesus says he's the truth, and he lives inside me, he can equip me to speak the truth and be honest.
Yes.
And also, I also think, Jen, that I don't, or bleh, it's sometimes awkward to be honest about the wonderful things about people.
Okay.
Because how, how readily do we give an honest compliment? Probably not as frequently. Do you know what I mean? Like, if God sees this person and he loves these attributes about them, I also want to be honest and like building that person up, like building up other people and not building up myself as much.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
See,
it's kind of a roundabout way, but like,
some
more honest communication.
I often find it more difficult telling someone what they're doing is wrong.
Well, yes, that's true. That's
so
also true.
So we're going to pause, and I want you to think about that for a moment. Of when have you struggled with telling someone something that's really happening, but you know?
You got to be honest.
Whether you shop on ThinkGeek, GearBest, B&H Photo Video, eBay, or Amazon, or even if you want a free trial of Audible, you'll find the best deals and support the shows we produce by simply visiting the shopping sites you already frequent by using the links on our website. Visit category5.tv/partners for the full and ever-growing list, and help us create more free content like this show. Thank you for shopping with our partners, and thank you for watching.
Hey, and welcome back to New Every Day. Thanks for staying with us. If you go to our website, neweveryday.tv, and click on our Partners tab, you can see the organizations, businesses that make this possible. You will be supporting Category 5 TV, and we sit under the umbrella of Category 5, and they make this show possible.
That is so true. So we took the break, and I said, have you ever had to say something honestly to someone and you just didn't know how to say it?
And so I've honestly just avoided it.
Okay. Because I'm a pastor and I'm the high man on the totem pole, which often makes me think that just means I'm at the top of the ladder. Or really,
like the buck stops with you.
Yeah, the buck stops with me. So often it's like, well, could you say something to them? Or I feel the responsibility that I should say something. And I'm like,
that you don't want to pass the buck to someone else?
Yeah, because that's not fair. Passing the buck to someone else when it really is your responsibility to say something is not fair. So you're not being kind. So I have had to say something like this. I need to have an awkward conversation with you.
Like, do you preface it like that?
Yes. because that way they know that this is awkward and I really don't want to say what I'm about to say, but I know I have to say it. And it's actually turned out quite well.
Okay, because they're prepared for the awkwardness.
They're prepared, because actually then I have a little bit more confidence to say, because you know what? If I have, and I don't, if I have a problem
She's
carrying
pointing
it,
at
we
me.
Just talk
okay.
to each other. We don't have a middleman. Not usually. But let's say...
Hey, Shelly, can you text Jen? She's in her room right now and just tell her how angry I am.
Because what happens is if something honestly is wrong, like with Bob, Carrie, I know we're having a problem with Bob. This is what the issue is. And we are in agreement. And then we're like, so are you going to tell him? No. Are you going to tell him? No? I don't know.
And then we'll be like...
I know. And the thing is, we will let the situation with Bob go on and on and on. Because neither one of us has the guts to be honest to say, what you're doing is not right. See, even there, I was like, what do I even say? Because we don't want to hurt the other person. But yet, it says, you know, when we don't speak honestly, we actually crush that other person's spirit. Because they think what they're doing is perfectly fine. Mm. And a few weeks ago, Carrie, and this is a simple... example, but Carrie was about to leave the house and what she was wearing was not exactly the right combo. And so I simply said, is that, like you said, is that how you normally wear that shirt? And she said, well, actually, no, I wear something else with it. I'm like, yes.
'Cause you better change.
And she's like, I should change. And I'm like, yes, you should change.
You're not representing well.
But we know each other That's well enough said. That, but even then it was so awkward. Because I'm like, it's for her betterment.
But then that's a trust thing, because like...
Yes, it is
You
a
know
trust thing.
I'm your friend, and I'm going to say, yes, tell me the truth.
Yes. But some right? people, times people don't want to hear the truth, because that means they're going to have to change, or what they were once doing, they can't do anymore. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's like, it is hard to be honest. It's hard not to, I want to say, coat the truth. A little bit.
Yeah.
Because we don't want to hurt the other person. And so we let things carry on. And the thing is, you could have walked out that door and made an impression on someone that you did not want to make. And I've done the same thing too, where I've walked out and Carrie's like, and it would have been very easy for her to let me go out the door because she didn't want to say anything. And then I would have made an impression on someone and that I didn't want to make, and then, you know, they're thinking about me in a way that they shouldn't be thinking about. And
seeing just, I could have just been honest right off the get-go.
But it's so hard because we don't want to be rejected for being honest, and we don't want to hurt. See, we think we're hurting the other person, but really we're protecting ourselves.
Yes.
Oh, that just felt really awful. Like, it's so true. We're protecting ourselves.
Yeah. And I appreciate in Proverbs 15:4 that says, a deceitful tongue crushes the spirit. And there's another verse that says, the spirit of a man can sustain him in illness, but a crushed spirit who can bear?
Yes.
And like, I don't want to be responsible for crushing someone's spirit. I want to speak words of life. Like, a tongue that brings healing is a tree of life. And like,
life.
A tree actually like supports other people. So, like, if I am healthy and speaking honestly, and I think, what do you think about this, viewers and Jen? Like, does that actually start with being honest with the Lord?
Yes, and being honest with yourself.
What do you mean?
Well, why do I not want to say something? Because will that reveal something about me? Does that, if I say something, then that means I'm taking responsibility for what I'm saying. So does that mean that I have to man up? And do something now if I say something? Mm-hmm. Or do I need to repent of something because I let it go for so long? Like, that's part of the problem when I think we're not honest, because then we have to take...
There's an obligation.
So it's like when your friend comes out of the change room and you look at her and you go, oh, yeah, you're fine. Because as soon as you say, oh, no, you need to change, then... And if she says, well, would you help me find something? And it's like, man... I really thought we could be done with this by now, and now because I was honest, it's gotten me into so much other problem. Or it's like if you've just witnessed an accident, now you're if you give a statement, now you're committing yourself to walking with that person through, because they could call you in as a witness, right? Where it's sometimes easier just to walk away and not say anything.
Yeah.
But you're not being honest. You're withholding the truth.
Yeah.
And that's something that's so important to remember. By withholding the truth still does not mean that you're being honest. Right? We often think, if I don't say anything, it'll be okay. And it's like, no, withholding truth that needs to come out, you're still being dishonest in a way.
You know, I could think of an example in the book of Acts when Paul confronted Peter, when Peter, he like refused to eat with the Gentiles.
Galatians.
There you go.
Yeah.
He refused to eat with them.
Yeah.
And Paul was like, I rebuked him to his face out of love, because he knew that what Peter was doing wasn't in keeping with what the best Jesus had planned for this awesome family called the church that was going to integrate all the people groups. And this little seed of segregation could just destroy that. So out of love, he rebuked Peter. And I think that's where the wrapping up in kindness in choosing to be honest comes, Jen, is that the ultimate good of Paul intervening there was for the healthy proliferation of the church, and for Peter as well to experience the fullness of the love of God, and what he was doing was going to hinder that.
Yeah. And I think as we begin to close up today, don't turn off your TV or your internet or your iPod, iPhone, Galaxy, whatever you're holding.
Whatever you're holding.
The key to speaking honestly is actually asking yourself through the power of the Holy Spirit, is am I willing to receive honest communication? Because if you aren't ready or willing to receive honest communication, then you're not going to give it.
Yeah.
And,
that's a good point.
And so, because sometimes we can just sort of close ourselves off and not want to hear the truth. And so then we aren't willing to give the truth either. And so that's a God moment. That's a Holy Spirit moment. That's a dear Jesus, please help me to be willing to hear the truth, to receive the truth, to make the changes that comes from hearing the truth. Because it says, and then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. But if we aren't actually willing to receive the truth, then we can't truly be free. And so it's so often we think communication is, well, I'm going to tell Carrie the truth so she can be free. But then but really it begins in our own heart. Am I willing to receive truthful communication? Am I willing to make to receive that truth and make the necessary changes so I can truly be free? Or do I just want to live in my own little world filled with lies and untruths?
And just try not to stir the pot, but then you're forever stuck in mediocrity.
Yes, and you're actually in chains because you've bound yourself.
And I don't want to live that way. If there's a more full way to live, if Jesus said, I've come, you have my life to the full in walking in truth, then that's what I really want.
Yeah.
Will you pray for us, Jen?
Sure. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to receive truth. Help us not to be afraid to receive truth. Because we truly want to be known. Truly want to be accepted, and that comes by receiving truth. And when we receive truth about ourselves, then that actually helps us to be kind to others in sharing the truth with them. And so, Father, help us to communicate well, both to you, to others, and to ourselves. We pray this in your name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for tuning in. Honestly, we're really grateful. And we're going to see you back here, same time, same place, next week. Cheers.
Unless you're going to be at a different place, then that's okay. We'll meet you there, too. See ya. Because what happens if they're in the car?
It's fine.
What happens if they're at a coffee place? What happens if they're at their mom's? What happens if they're having a Bible study and this is what they're watching?
They just turn on the cellular device.
Catch a new episode of New Every Day every Friday morning at neweveryday.tv. We're also on Kodi, Roku, Plex, YouTube, and Facebook. Or if you're in Southern California, tune in every Sunday morning at 6:30 Pacific on Channel 33 Television for the High Desert.